Okay. It is Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting. The time is 7:04 p.m. May we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number three, roll call.
Councilman Smith,
Here.
Mr. Kurtica,
present.
Ms. Bedomsky.
Here. Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. I have none. Oh, there's a.
Sorry,
with this.
It's Fairfield County Mutual Police Assistance Contract.
Wow.
There's the
Second
second
one.
one. It was just received today and is similar to the others that Mr. Turtle, I'm sure, will summarize when it comes to that one.
Okay, so I will add that as 8.1. And I'll put that into the form of a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's only this. Okay, number five, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Please come forward, state your name and address.
Hi, my name is Catherine Christopher, and I'd like to address the committee. I am currently working for the City of Derby as the Human Resources Director, and I'd like to make a pitch for the position, since it's on the agenda. The work that I do, I personally find it vital to the success of not only the processes and procedures of the city, but also the safety, the compliance, and the happiness and well-being of the employees that work here. I believe that it made a difference in communication and streamlining some of the processes and procedures, putting some things in perspective for employees, and I've been working diligently, combing through how many years, 400 years, documentation that has never had a professional eye look at. There are vital records that are just non-existent. There are other things that have been thrown together haphazardly because we didn't have a professional that was handling documents and processes. So I'm hoping that with some good communication between myself, the committee, and anyone that would like to hear about it, I can explain what I do and how vital it is to the success of the city. I'm very, very experienced in human resources within municipalities, and I believe that the employees feel that they are getting a benefit by having a professional.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, approval of minutes. I will make a motion to table to our next meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number seven, position description and salary of Human Resource Director, discussion and possible recommendations to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Okay, which we should have received in our packets. Okay, I know last time we were able to take a look at the CCM data regarding salary, the job description that we were given. I think it would be worth continuing to take a look at to approve appropriately by the board as per the charter. And with that, the job description and the salary that is was approved by the previous administration, there was certainly a violation of the city charter when that salary was set. It is the role of the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen to set the salary.
Madam Chairperson, so this job description was written by the previous administration, right? So are we going to approve this this job description of the previous administration, or are we going to amend this? Are we going to look at this to see what's going on? I understand the that we approved the job description and we approved the salary. So are you saying that this is going to be, we're going to approve this job description?
No, I believe that we should take a look at this job description and
further investigate.
Correct.
Corporation Council?
Sarah, yes. George, thank you. I see my friend George pointing to a document, and so I went and I looked. And attached is the terms and conditions of employment, which is an offer letter put together, I guess, by former Mayor Zekin or somebody in his administration. But this is not a job description. Do you have another document, or is this the only thing that was attached?
I'm not aware of any document, Chairperson.
So this is not a job description.
If you would like to send that over, we can have that emailed to the board, as we don't have that document right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's why I
jumped
in, guys.
Sure. Okay. As far as the discussion of salary, I would make a motion. Go ahead, George. Yeah.
So I would say, as the Corporation Council pointed out, there is no job description. So without a job description, we can't set salary until we know what the duties are. So I think at this time, I would like to make a motion that we table this until we have a job description so we can know what salary to set. Is that? You want to set a salary. We don't know what the job description is. I mean, if it makes sense, Corporate Shots, I mean, you could.
Well, thank you, George. I'll just say one thing. What you say has great logic. But I will also say, this is sort of strange, because I just said this is not a job description. It is not a job description. But it does have a duties and responsibilities section. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Yeah, set forth in the attorney.
So if we adopt from duties and responsibilities all the way through.
Well, no, what I'm saying is if you're looking at a salary, okay. I understand not sending a job description to the Board of Aldermen because you don't have a job description. But if you're splitting it and you're looking at the salary side of this, and to George's point, how do you set a salary if you don't know what Kathy does? Well, you kind of do know what she does because you know duties and responsibilities here. If you can base a salary off on the duties and responsibilities, then you could send a salary on. I leave it up to you. I'm just pointing this out, trying to be helpful.
Yes.
I see it here. It's not a job description, but it does give duties and responsibilities. So then it's up to you guys.
Thank you, Russell.
Okay.
And would be your recommendation to, you know, for the full board to adopt, mm-hmm. meeting to adopt. So we should be able to have that, the description in.
She's going to send it
the next
week,
right?
She's going to send
you know, and we can amend as necessary. You know, and it's, you know, we need to
so look at the salary of a full time for somebody that was highlighted in the same size city of Derby for the salaries.
Correct. So I would make a motion to set the salary of the HR director of the city of Derby to $70,000 per year plus all the benefits that a full-time employee would get at the 35 hours a week. And put that into the form of a positive recommendation to the full board.
So I second it.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we'll bring that to the full board. Number 8. Mutual Police Assistance Compact. Discussion, possible recommendation to the full board. Is this something you can help
with? Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a pretty normal document.
Okay.
Executed between, I've always taken a position it should be executed by the mayor or chief executive officer. These also have the police chief on it. In this day and time, the state statutes authorize mutual aid between municipalities. If, for example, there is a critical situation in, say, a neighboring community or a nearby community and they require additional help, they could ask for mutual aid. It happens all the time. It could be a spur of the moment thing. You're on the midnight shift. There's a bar fight. There's, you know, 50 people. You've got how many officers on your midnight shift? 4? Thanks. And so what you do is you call for mutual aid. So you call Orange and Shelton and Milford and Ansonia, that's right. And you pray everybody comes. And so that's mutual aid. And that's what this agreement does. Now, you are in a very interesting position. I didn't know that until today. When we received the mutual aid agreement from the Fairfield County departments, you have the advantage of being both with the Southwest group and you also are in the Fairfield County group, so you can draw from a lot of different departments should there ever be an emergency. On the other hand, they could draw from you if they call. What I always look for from a lawyer's perspective are the obligations that everything stays the same. It's our insurance, our workers' comp, you know,
We're not picking up theirs. They're still on the hook for their officers, but they would have police powers in our community if we call for mutual aid. And just like our officers would have mutual aid if they were assisting another. So I fully endorse it. And in fact, if you see the Fairfield County one, most municipalities have already executed it. There's a handful, and we're part of the handful. So I say, go forward, pass them both to the board, and let's get it done. Your police department, it will aid them in a very difficult job.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, sometimes mutual aid is not even anything other than, just give you another example. There's a critical situation, say, in a neighboring community that's tied up all of their officers, and they need officers to patrol a different part of town or a different part of a city. That happens too. So it's good. And also on the Fairfield County one, you have the state police. You have two state police troops in there too. So you call for dogs. You know, sometimes you need tracking dogs. I don't know if Derby has any canines. I have no idea anymore. You did at one time. I don't know if you do. But other departments do, and sometimes they call them for track. So I've gone on. But that's it.
So we don't have one signed now.
I'm guessing you have the
South Central
one, and this is a renewal. Guessing that. Yeah. Okay. The Fairfield County one, I almost fell over. I didn't realize that they had picked up the Valley towns with the Fairfield County towns. You can go all the way from Brookfield, New Milford to Stamford. Yeah. I think it's great to strengthen numbers, and things happen quickly, and you need to call for help sometimes. So especially a small city with a limited manpower. So it really will help Derby quite a bit, I believe.
Thank you. Okay, so for number 8, we'll start with the, do I hear a motion for a positive recommendation to the full board to approve the South Central Connecticut Mutual Police Assistance Compact? Okay, motion by Robin. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
8.1, is there a motion to send to the full board with a positive recommendation the Fairfield County Mutual Police Assistance Compact?
Motion.
Motion by Robin. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 9, is there a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Moved by George, second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 7:22.
We'll take a moment. Thanks.
Thank you.